USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Daniel Penny is being indicted by a grand jury in connection to the deadly subway chokehold in New York. Lisa G has the update.
Penny was indicted on a second-degree manslaughter charge in the death of Jordan Neely. The Marine is accused of using a deadly chokehold on Neely, who had mental health challenges after Neely was allegedly threatening riders. Lisa G., New York.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is defending the special counsel at the center of Donald Trump's federal indictment. While speaking briefly to reporters Wednesday, Garland said special counsel Jack Smith is a veteran career prosecutor who's committed to integrity and the rule of law. Newt Gingrich predicts President Biden's alleged corruption will put Donald Trump back in the White House. Speaking on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show,
they're going to go down in history as probably the most scandal-ridden administration in American history.
Republicans have been looking into whether the Biden family profited off of their influence with foreign governments, but have so far not presented any hard evidence. The chair of the Federal Reserve says inflation is moving downward, but Jerome Powell said Wednesday there is still a long way to go.
In light of how far we've come in tightening policy, today we decided to leave our policy interest rate unchanged.
Powell spoke, noting it will take time for the full effects of the raised rates to be felt. President Biden is shooting down a congressional effort to overturn a rule limiting pollution from heavy-duty vehicles like trucks and buses. Biden vetoed the measure Wednesday. The rule in question seeks to limit emissions from a group of pollutants known as nitrogen oxides. Republicans and Democrats facing off tonight in the annual congressional charity baseball game. It's at Nationals Park, helping to raise money for local D.C. charities. This is USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Texas is cracking down on the deadly opioid fentanyl by increasing the criminal penalties for drug dealers.
Prosecute fentanyl deaths for what they are. That is murders. It now will be a murder in Texas.
Governor Greg Abbott signed the bill on Wednesday. He also put his signature on legislation that gets more Narcan to schools and colleges. Miami's Republican second-term mayor Francis Suarez has filed papers to run for president. Suarez is positioning himself as a conservative problem solver. However, he is also facing an ethics probe regarding alleged payments from a developer seeking permits from the city of Miami. Would a Trump pardon be coming from a President Pence?
If elected president, would former Vice President Mike Pence pardon former President Trump? He's not sure.
These are serious charges. And as I said, I can't defend what's been alleged, but the president does deserve to make his defense.
Appearing on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show, Pence said he will never diminish the importance of defending the nation's secrets, and he takes the pardon power very seriously. I'm John Schaefer.
And prosecutors in new court filings claim the person responsible for a prop gun on the set of Rust that caused a fatal shooting was likely hungover when she was preparing the gun. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.